see.
Yes, indeed.
You think of it eventually. You raise sheep for the
wool.
Now, different kinds of hogs, any way of differentiating them by
short?
And
bears?
And anything else?
Staked cells.
And that's the general term for all of these together would be male and female, old and young. Just a general term. Then the some hogs have things.
Tusks.
And they have hair on the neck.
Bristles.
And you feed them. You pour the whatever it is.
Slop.
And you pour it into a
trough.
And you might have three or four of these. Three or four
troughs.
And the noise that the calf makes is a
beller.
And the noise that the cow makes when you take the calf away,
that would be bellowing. The calf would be bawling, I think.
And is the cow low then, or do you
low? Yes.
Same as drink,
yes.
Feeding time, or what?
Yes.
And the horse, the noise the horse makes when he's hungry.
Whinny.
And what do you call a hen that's trying to hatch on the nest?
Saying hen.
And the sort of container, wooden container with the bars on it that you carry the chickens in on the
whips.
And the place that you keep the chickens at night.
The hen house.
And the bone that the kids like to get when they eat chicken.
Wishbone.
Now, do you have a term for the edible insides of a pig? A general term for all of them, not just the liver and heart, but all of them put together, the general word?
Head meat, maybe. Liver sausage for...
Yeah, but it's the whole works.
That would just be the, out of the head, or the liver in that case. All the things. Yeah.
Liver sausage.
You might not have a word for it, which is possible. In some places, like in Ohio, they call it chitlins. Mm-hmm. Chitlins.
No.
You don't use innards or anything like that?
No.
Pluck, haslet or harslet or anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when you hear the cows lowing, you might say it's getting near to
milking time.
Or
feed time.
Now we'll have a little fun. How would you call the cows to get them in from the pasture?
Ooh.
And how would you call the cows to get them to stand still when you're milking them?
Well,
the cow, I should say.
That could be bad.
Well, if it's printable.